Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. Four animated computer screens with one word on each screen. A Netflix original series.
Netflix.
Storybots are tiny robots who live inside computers, tablets, and phones and help humans answer questions. Beep, Bo, Bang, Bing, and Boop string colorful Christmas lights across the top of giant 3D letters. The letters spell the word Storybots. Beep plugs in the lights, lighting up the title, A Storybots Christmas. Bang.
That is awesome.
Now, at a messy desk, the boss, Hap, is very busy. He has to put on a different hat every time he answers the phone.
Merry Christmas! Happy Hanukkah! Joy Squanza!
He wraps a bunch of presents super fast.
Time!
4.29 seconds, sir!
New record! Yes!
Hap dashes over to a tree and decorates it from the bottom up. He tops it with a star.
Ah, perfect.
The Storybots drop down through a tube right on top of the tree, wrecking it.
New Year!
Hap covers his ears with pillows. The sound breaks his number one boss coffee mug and cracks his computer screens.
Caroline.
Boop is wearing headphones over his ears. Bang.
Like, what'd you think, Hap?
Hap slaps his own head to stop his ears from ringing.
I think I got a kid with a question, and she needs an answer. Pronto! Capiche?
On screen, a little girl.
Merry Christmas, Storybots.
Merry Christmas!
Bye. All right.
What's your name?
My name is Isla.
Isla! All right!
Hiya, Isla.
What'd you ask Santa to bring you for Christmas, Isla?
Unicorn.
What? A unicorn? My favorite toy is a unicorn!
Really?
Yeah! Her name is Rainbow Unicorn! She's got a rainbow mane, and a rainbow tail,
Bo.
And a rainbow saddle!
Bo! I think Isla has a question for us. Right, Isla?
Yep.
Oops. Sorry.
Go ahead, Isla. What's your question?
What's the best Christmas present you ever got?
Best present ever? But there's so much to choose from!
Yeah! One time Beep gave me this awesome soccer ball!
Oh, yeah! Boop once gave me a sweet harmonica!
And Bing got me this great book about the wonderful world of smells?
Oh, remember that time Beep gave me
and
that
Bing
really...
Bo thinks to herself.
How come no one remembers all the stuff I gave them? I give good presents. Don't I?
Vanilla frosting from Boop!
Bing gave me a lava lamp. Ooh, I love to watch the bubbles.
I must make the worst presents ever. I gotta get home and make better presents for my friends.
But it's a really tasty one.
Bo sneaks away. Beep.
But we all know who gives the best, most awesomest presents in the world, right?
Bo!
Remember when she made me the largest fruitcake in the world?
Oh, and then she made me a jet-powered rocking horse.
And she made me the most intricate stained glass window I've ever seen for my book nook. Oh, yeah, that portrait Bo painted is the best. How long did that take you to make, Bo?
They all look around.
Bo?
Bo?
Hey, Bo.
Bo?
Bo!
At home, Bo with her toy unicorn.
Oh, Rainbow Unicorn, I make the worst presents ever.
She picks up wrapped presents.
This one is bad, and this one is bad, and this one's the worst of all.
She throws a present. It lands on a table and knocks a snow globe of Santa's workshop flying through the air.
Where can I learn to make the best?
The snow globe.
Most awesomest.
The snow globe.
Presents in the world.
The snow globe hits Bo on her head. She picks it up.
I know where we can learn to make the best, most awesomest presents in the world! Come on, Rainbow Unicorn, let's go!
She picks up Rainbow Unicorn and clicks a few buttons.
Outer world, here we come!
Bo gets sucked up into a tube and disappears. Then the other Storybots drop into Bo's house from another tube.
Man.
Hey, Bo, are you here?
Bo!
Bo shoots quickly through the tube, then she lands in the outer world where the ground is covered in deep snow. She pops her head out of the snow.
We're here, Rainbow Unicorn! Now, which way should we go?
She looks around.
Maybe that gentleman can point us in the right direction.
A polar bear with a pop bottle.
You open!
a polar bear.
I got you now.
Sir?
Mr. Polar Bear?
What do you need?
I'm just wondering if you know where I can find this.
She shows him the snow globe.
Wait, you mean that? Right behind you?
It looks exactly like the building in the snow globe.
There it is, Rainbow Unicorn. Santa's workshop. Santa is the greatest toy maker there is. He'll definitely be able to help us make the best, most awesomest presents in the world. Oh, come on, Rainbow Unicorn. Let's go. Thank you, Mr. Thirsty Polar Bear. Good luck. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, wait. You got a bottle opener?
Now, back at Bo's house.
Bo!
Hey, Bo, are you here?
Oh, man, where could she have gone?
I don't know, man. But it just won't be Christmas without Bo.
Well, there's still one day left. Let's split up and find our friend.
Yeah, all right, come on, guys, let's go find Bo.
Beep goes up to two small bots working at computers.
Bo? Have you guys seen Bo? We can't find her anywhere.
One of them puts a bow on his head.
Bo.
The other one grabs a bow and arrow. Bang looks in the fridge.
Bo, you in here? Oh, sweet! Leftover fruitcake! I think this is from last year.
Bing holds binoculars.
Whoa, hey! Steady down there!
He is standing on Hap's head.
Bo?
Boop picks up every working bot and looks at their chair.
Bo!
Beep.
Hey, Bo, are you here?
Into a tube.
Bo! Where are you?
Now at the front door of Santa's workshop.
Santa will definitely be able to help us make the best, most awesomest presents in the world! Hello? Santa! It's me, Bo! Oh, well maybe he didn't hear us knock. Hello?
The door swings open a crack. Bo enters.
Hello? It doesn't look like anyone is here. Santa? Elves? Anyone? I wonder where everyone went. Huh?
Bo sees a light on in the next room. She peeks her head in the door and sees a single elf sitting and crying.
Hello?
Santa? Oh, sure not Santa.
What's going on here? Where is everyone? Shouldn't you be getting ready for Christmas?
Well, when Santa went missing, all of us elves figured there wouldn't be a Christmas this year.
Oh, I guess that makes sense then.
Wait, what? Santa is missing?
If he doesn't come back, Christmas will be ruined.
But why did he leave?
He just hadn't been himself lately. The only thing that made him smile were these Mr. Meadows cookies.
Bo reads the label on a cookie box.
Mr. Meadows cookies? Made in New York City? I know where to find Santa. I'm going to New York City! Thanks, Mr. Super Sad Elf! I'm gonna bring Santa back! Bye-bye! See ya! Thanks!
Back home, Bo's friends meet up.
Bo?
Bo!
Yo, Bo!
Did anyone have any luck finding Bo?
Nope.
Not a thing, man. Bo?
Boop points to a computer.
Of course! The travel logs! Okay, let's see here. Oh, okay. It looks like Bo took tube number 6379 to 90 degrees north latitude 30 minutes ago.
The outer world?
On Christmas Eve?
Why would Bo go to the outer world on Christmas Eve?
Maybe she was captured by ninjas.
Or maybe she had a dentist appointment.
Maybe. But whatever the reason, let's go find our friend.
Yeah, come on, let's go find her.
Let's go.
Beep clicks a few buttons and a giant tube appears.
Outer world, here we come!
Beep, Bang, Bing, and Boop get sucked up into the tube. Next, they land in the snow. bang.
Like, where are we?
I'm not really sure.
Hey, let's ask those guys.
Three polar bears with a pop bottle.
You pull this in, and Frank, you twist. Got it? On three. Okay, ready? One, two, three!
They try to open the bottle.
Excuse us, Mr. Polar Bear, hello? Have you seen our friend?
Little purple gal?
Yeah, that's her, that's Bo, yeah!
Turn around!
Whoa! They see Santa's workshop.
Santa's workshop.
What are we waiting for, guys? Let's go find Bo. Come on.
Yeah, let's go.
They leave the polar bears struggling with the bottle.
Oh, hey, wait. Any of you guys got a bottle opener?
Now, the crowded streets of New York City. It is very busy with many cars on the roads and people on the sidewalks. There are lots of tall buildings and a big ice skating rink. Bo walks on a sidewalk.
Here we are, Rainbow Unicorn. New York City! And there's Mr. Meadows' cookie store. Santa's just gotta be in there. Let's go!
Bo goes to the front door of the cookie store. She opens the door and looks inside. She sees Santa sitting on a bar stool.
Hmm. Oh.
Give me another dozen, Jimmy. I'm not so stingy with the chocolate chips.
Bo gets up on the bar.
Excuse me? Santa?
Santa drinks some milk and looks at Bo.
Some Santa I am.
Well, what do you mean? Shouldn't you be in the North Pole getting ready for Christmas?
Now, what's the point? I can't give the kids everything they want. Every year the lists get longer, and toys get harder to make.
But you're Santa Claus. You can make anything.
Are you kidding me? I've got a 1950s labor force working in a volatile global economy.
I don't understand anything you just said.
Look, in the old days, a kid would spend 3 months playing with a wooden duck. Do you know how hard it is to make a single game box 380? Do you?
Not really.
Listen, kid. The bottom line is...
He picks up a cookie, then tosses it down.
I just couldn't make all the presents this year.
Oh, I know what you mean. I couldn't make good presents for my friends either.
Looks like we got the same problem, kid.
I guess so. Bring us another dozen, Jimmy.
And a tall glass of milk for my friend here. Looks like we're gonna be here for a while. Oy vey.
Now, Beep, Bang, Bing, and Boop go into the empty workshop.
Hello, Bo?
Bo!
Are you in here?
Hey, where are you, Bo?
Where is everybody?
Huh?
They find the crying elf.
Bo?
Santa? Oh, you guys aren't Santa either.
Excuse us, Mr. Elf? We were wondering if you could help us find our friend Bo.
Little purple gal?
Yeah, that's her, that's Bo.
Did you see her? She's purple.
She was here, but she left.
Left? Where'd she go?
New York City.
New York City?
Why would she go there on Christmas Eve?
She went to find Santa!
What? First Bo's missing, and now Santa's missing too?
This is like totally the worst Christmas ever, man.
Come on, guys, we gotta get moving. Yeah. Bye, Mr. Elf, thank you so much.
Merry Christmas! Kinda, bye.
Goodbye, story bots.
Next, Beep, Bang, Bing, and Boop arrive in New York City.
All right, guys. This is a really big city with millions of people in it. And there's only a few hours until Christmas, but let's go find our friend.
Woohoo!
They start to cross a street, then run right back to the sidewalk.
Maybe we should wait for the light to change.
They split up and search around the city.
Hey, where are you, Bo?
Beep in a train station.
Hey, Bo, are you here? Bo!
Boop in a crosswalk, then Bang finds a horse-drawn carriage.
Excuse me, Mr. Horse. Have you seen my friend? She's about this tall, purple, and...
Hey, I'm working over here.
Oh, sorry, man.
Tourists.
Beep on a statue of a man carrying the world.
Excuse me, Mr. Atlas? Have you seen our friend, Bo?
Kinda got my hands full here, pal.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Bing.
Hey, Bo, where are you? Bo! Hey, where are you, Bo?
He falls into a sewer.
Hey, who turned out the lights?
Boop pops his head out of a manhole. Then all four of them are on a star on the top of a giant Christmas tree. Later, nighttime, the four Storybots on a park bench.
Oh, man.
So, what do we do now?
I don't know, guys. Let's think for a minute and maybe we'll come up with some new ideas.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Oh, I miss her so much. I could hear her sing, man.
I must miss her that much, too.
No! Huh?
Bo is next to them on the bench with Santa. Santa eats cookies.
And Santa?
Hi, guys.
Wow, it's me,
dude!
What are you guys doing here?
What are we doing here?
I think it's more like, what are you doing here, man?
I went to see Santa so I could learn to make better presents for you guys.
What?
But you make the best presents of all, Bo.
Yeah, man, totally.
Yeah, the best.
I do? Of course. But even if we had all the best presents in the world, it wouldn't matter if you weren't here.
What do you mean?
Well, gifts are just a way of showing that you care, Bo.
And they don't mean much if we can't be together.
Bob.
Oh, guys.
Music video.
Christmas is almost here, and you've been waiting for it all year. Yeah, the toys are great, we all would agree, but the real gift won't be under the tree, cause there's a warm and fuzzy feeling when your loved ones come around. It feels so good, you can't contain it. How can I explain it? We'll take all the gifts in the world put together. Add a cherry on top for good measure. It still wouldn't give you half the pleasure of sharing Christmas with the ones you love. You could go unwrapping toys forever in the coziest, snowiest weather. But even that wouldn't, couldn't ever compare to Christmas with the ones you love.
In the video, the five Storybots spend Christmas together.
Any gift is as good as gold, as long as it's from the heart. A flashy gadget or a diamond ring are no better than some homemade art. Cause gifts are just about showing someone you love that you care for them, that you're there for them. And of course you trade them all away just to be together. That's why they can take all the gifts in the world put together. Each and every battery-powered treasure. It still wouldn't give you half the pleasure of sharing Christmas with the ones you love. Take the coolest doll or action figure, equipped with every possible thingamajigger. It still couldn't ever be a bigger deal than sharing Christmas with the ones you love.
In the last scene of the video, they all hug next to a Christmas tree. A group hug on the park bench. Santa looks away.
How could I have been so dumb?
Huh?
What do you mean, Santa?
Did you just hear that catchy jingle? Christmas is just about toys. It's about sharing. Letting people know you care. I've let those kids down. I've let myself down.
It's okay, Santa. It's never too late.
Yeah, dude. There's still, like, 3 hours left, man.
3 hours? Takes me at least 8 hours to make that trip, Storybutts. I'm just one guy.
But what if you had lots and lots and lots of helpers?
I'm listening. What's your plan?
Well, guys, let's call in the reinforcements.
At the workshop, the elf is still crying. Santa walks in.
Santa!
And I brought a couple of friends.
Hundreds of bots are right behind him. They get to work wrapping presents and sending them out for delivery. All over the world, giant tubes come down chimneys and presents shoot out into people's houses. The elf keeps track of the deliveries on a giant world map.
Keep up the great work, everyone! It's almost Christmas!
Two of the bots play with a nutcracker that looks like a soldier.
Nutcracker.
Inside a house, Bo carries three presents. She trips, and each of the presents falls right into a stocking. The elf puts a pin on the map as the bots keep the presents moving along.
Package from the North Pole.
Outside, Boop delivers a present to the polar bear, who is still trying to get the cap off of his bottle. Inside a house, Bang!
Sweet! Fruitcake!
Bang eats the cake. In the workshop, more pins are added to the map as the bots deliver presents around the world. Santa.
That's it! We delivered the last gift! And the kids still know I care. Thank you, Storybots, for reminding me of what Christmas is all about.
No problem, Santa!
Way to go!
Our pleasure, Big Red.
Beep, we need to get back to Hap's office.
What do you mean, Bo? It's Christmas morning.
Well, I never got to answer Isla's question about the best present I ever got.
Oh, we better hurry then. Come on, guys, let's go.
Thank you, Santa!
Thank you, Santa! Pleasure meeting you, Big Red. Great saving Christmas.
See you, Storybots. And thank you once again.
Now, back at Hap's office, Hap works at his desk.
And done! Finally quitting time.
He presses a big red button and the lights go out. In the dark, the Storybots crash into everything. Hap turns the light back on.
What are you Storybots doing back here? It's Christmas morning! Go home!
But I never got to answer Isla's question, Hap.
Oh, make it snappy.
Isla on screen.
Hi, Storybots.
Hi, Isla. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays, Isla.
Isla, I finally figured out the greatest gift I ever got. It's sharing Christmas with everyone I love.
Oh, Bo, you're so sweet.
You're the best.
Hey, Hap. Are you, like, okay, man?
Huh? Must have got something in my eye. Enough of this mushy stuff! We got holidays to celebrate! Get out of here! Go! 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 Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
The Storybots get sucked up into a big tube. Credits. Written by Greg Spiridellis, Evan Spiridellis, and Nate Theus. Directed by Evan Spiridellis and Jeff Gill. Special guest appearance, Ed Asner as Santa. With the voice talents of Judy Greer as Beep, Aaron Fitzgerald as Bo, Fred Tatasciore as Bang, Jeff Gill as Bing, Greg Spiridellis as Boop, Evan Spiridellis as Hap, and Jim Meskimen as the Elf. Copyright 2017 Jib Jab Brothers Studios. All rights reserved.
What you wanna know, just ask the Storybots.
Back in the outer world, the polar bear sees a wrapped present sitting in the snow. He picks it up and opens it. He finds his gift inside.
All right, a bottle opener!
Yeah. He happily opens his bottle of pop, but as he pours it into his mouth, the drink freezes.
No!
He falls onto the snow. Logo, Jib Jab Brothers Studios. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.